Time now for Forever Home here on KUMD. And a gal who always wears her thunder shirt when there's thunder on the mountain. It's Pat Castellano, the humane educator at Animal Allies. Hey, Pat, good morning.
You're funny. Good morning, Lisa.
So it's back to school, and that means that Animal Allies Humane Education Department goes back to school. And what you got planned as we start to move into fall?
Well, we're just sending out teacher information now to have them book one of our programs, you know, pet care or safety around animals or respecting animals and each other, you know, avoid that bullying, or service learning. That's one of our, you know, big programs. Classrooms are always looking for something to do. You know, kids under 16 are calling us to say, oh, I want to volunteer. And we say, well, you're too young. But kids can do things. They can have birthday parties. They can attend a camp. They can, you know, do a donation drive. So classrooms can do that, too. So thanks to the Lloyd K. Johnson Foundation, they have funding this year for humane education and for volunteer efforts. But we're going to concentrate those funds on developing those service learning projects in classrooms. So when classrooms decide they want to do something for the community, it's just a way for them to work with us and, you know, practice for their further community service, so develop some project. For example, the schools in Superior Middle School, Sue Damers, I can't remember what they call it, Family Consumer Services classes, they baked pet treats that we were able to sell at different events or even give away. They would do them in their kitchens, and they'd be just the most darling little treats of all sorts, peanut butter and honey and chicken flavored cluck cluck treats or something they called them, but you know that was a project they did for a whole year. Each semester, the classrooms would provide some something for us to give away and or sell.
You know, it's
so
really
contribution.
It's really a trick learning how to tap the energy of kids under 16 because they are so passionate. And they believe what they believe in. They believe in with their whole heart. And they really want to help. But insurance and other concerns, it's really hard always for them to maybe volunteer and do the things that they want to do. Mm-hmm. So wherever you can find the opportunity to harness that energy and those ideas, they're fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So, yeah. So we're building shelter volunteers for the future.
Certainly are, not to mention folks that will go forth and have an understanding of working out and helping nonprofits and are going to want to get involved in their community.
Exactly.
Pat, thanks for joining us this morning. It's always great
thanks,
to talk
Lisa.
To you.
Okay, take care. Have a good day.
Forever Home here on Northland Morning, and you can see pictures of just four of the animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Rex, Queenie, Socrates, and Dorgie are online at KUMD.org. You can read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.